Well, it's not every day that I get to bring someone in to join me. And tonight is one of those nights I'm super excited about, because tomorrow night you got a chance to see this girl, Bree Bagwell, going to be playing in Fort Worth.
Oh, my gosh. It's already tomorrow night.
I know. Isn't that scary?
I kind of thought it was Monday. Until just now. You're right. It's tomorrow night, Wednesday. Don't miss it.
That's right. Fort Brewery and Pizza. It's a really cool setup. And Bree's going to be full band out there, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing all the boys. Actually, my bass player can't come, so I have a very special, very hot guest playing bass for me.
Oh.
I don't know if everyone knows that Paul Eason plays bass, but he does.
He's very musically talented. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah, he can do anything.
He really can. And I love that. And I'm glad that you're bringing him up here. So we're going to have a lot of fun and seeing you guys interact on stage. It's so adorable.
Is it?
Yes, I love it. He gets this look that he looks over at you and watching you, and you'll look back. I know that you probably don't catch it, but every time I've seen y'all on stage together, I'm like, oh, they're just so cute together.
It's probably me being like, I missed that chord. And he's like, I know. That's probably what is happening there.
Well, we got this going down in Fort Worth, because the last time we actually had you in Fort Worth was December. So it has been a while since you've been in our area.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's way too long.
I know.
I can't wait. I've heard such good things about this venue. And we were talking about this earlier, but my tour manager texted me and she said, they have a dog menu for dogs. I'm like, okay, well, my dog's going to be super happy.
Well, it's not a show unless whiskey shows up, right?
That's right. That's right. No one cares about me anymore. It's like, where's your dog? Where is your boyfriend? Like, what? Hey.
Coming soon, a line of merch, all inspired by whiskey.
There you go. I know. My PR team has been, like, really bugging me to do that. And then Dolly Parton came out with hers, like, right after they told me. And I said, we need to wait a little while.
Yeah. We don't. Dolly is Dolly. You don't want to step on her thunder. But at the same time, like, whiskey can sell. I'm just saying.
She is so cute. If you haven't seen her, she'll be there tomorrow. If you don't come for me or Paul, go for the Chihuahua.
Music is just a side note. The main act is Whiskey going to be on stage somewhere with her purple headphones. Can't miss
her. That's right. She does have her own headphones. She's really done a 180 from when I found her in the middle of the road to having her own headphones and a fluffy bed on stage.
Aww. See, I like how we start talking about music in a show and all of a sudden it's just like dogs happen.
Well, we can tie it all together with a nice bone. I can tell you that. I wrote a song with my friend Helene Cronin about my dog, and it comes out, like, in a couple months. So
really? Do we have a title for this song?
It's called The Rescue. It's a little bit different twist on than, you know, people. A lot of people do rescue dog songs, but I think there can never be enough. But, I started singing it on stage maybe a couple weeks ago, and the first time I couldn't get through it. Second time I cried at the end. And then now I'm finally to where I can get through the whole song without crying. So that's a big deal.
That is a big deal. That's going to relate to so many people, because a lot of people do have rescues. I grew up with people dumping dogs. So they were kind of like rescue dogs that I grew up with. And dogs are just the best in general. I just have to say.
They're the best. And after the shows, everyone comes up and everyone's been showing me pictures of the rescue dogs. Like it's been so awesome to watch, you know. I love it. Those are my people.
Amen to that. Well, speaking of music, now I noticed that you changed it on social media. You first said that you have an 11th and a half number one song, but now it's number 12 of your number ones, talking about Hello Highway.
Yeah, I counted my duet with Kylie Fry as a half, because And then my PR team was like, no, that counts. But I was just trying to be funny, and then it backfired. That happens to me a lot.
I thought it was epic. I had to talk about that for a moment. I was like, I mean, I don't know how you get a half in there, but I will take it. And the only person that can pull that off is Bree Bagwell.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, Kylie, I mean, like, that song was already out. Girls Just Want to Have Fun was already out. And it was so good. When she called me, she was like, do you want to do this duet with me? And like, girl, it's already so good. You don't need me on that song. And then, so it was really nice of her to just reach out. And then it was cool that it hit number one, and she's so rad. But I give her most of the credit for that. It should be, I should only count that as like a third of my number one for me.
Now we're going to give it a full count, but the latest one, Hello Highway, you got a really cool video that you've put out on social media, just kind of like the behind the scenes hustle and bustle of you and your band on the highway. And I loved watching all of that.
Oh, thank you. I kind of just had the idea of, I always put my makeup on in the van, and when we're driving, or when I'm riding, I have to clarify, not when I'm not driving, but I thought it would be kind of fun to just set up my phone and kind of record that. And then my tour manager, Kyle, at the time, he would get a bunch of just clips of us on the road, and he killed it. He put that video together, and I think it looks amazing. And it makes me teary every time I see it, because it's me and my best friends, all my dudes out on the road, and my dog, and in the van, and doing what we do.
Doing what you do. And that song is basically talking about being on the road. Do you remember where you were at and how you kind of came up with that Hello Highway?
Yeah, I wrote that song during COVID, and I was just kind of missing the sound of the tires on the highway. And then I had driven home to New Mexico to see my parents during COVID, and was looking out the window and seeing the sunset in El Paso. And so I kind of just roped all that in. And actually, there's one line in there that I stole from a Paul Eason song, which is fine, whatever. I think he's fine with it. But yeah, it's just, I thought it was a musician song, but it turns out that people who like to travel, just in general, really like that song.
100% agree. It is a great driving song and very relatable. Like, being on the road a lot, I, as someone that grew up rodeoing, like, I was on the road all the time. And I know a lot of people that still do that today. And that's like an anthem, especially when you miss the highway of COVID, going back to that, thinking about that. And well, it's a great written song. I absolutely love it, Bree. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for playing it. And it went number one. It's the third number one off that record. So everyone's like, you know, ready for another record. And I'm like, hey, everyone needs to pump the brakes. It's only a year old.
Yeah.
But I am going to release new music. So I am going to do it. Paul and I are recording at our house. And we didn't really know we could do all that until COVID. So it's been pretty fun.
So I know last time I talked to you, you've been doing some working on the house. Have you become like, you know, Chip and Joanne Gaines yet, being able to fix everything up?
Yeah, I always joke that we're like the tipsy Chip and Joanna, like, and we're not really that good at it. But we haven't started doing a lot of the inside stuff yet ourselves. So we're building a house, if anyone's wondering what's happening here, but we're building it one piece at a time, like the Johnny Cash song. And it's been super fun. Paul's kind of spearheading the project. And then once we get, I think we only have a couple more steps left, and then him and I are going to do the floors. And
So
please, yeah, stay posted to my Instagram. There's going to be something going down. I'm not really sure how it's going to go.
Well, this coming Wednesday night, Fort Brewery and Pizza, Bree Bagwell and the band going to be out there jamming out. And I'm going to suggest you get there early, get a table, enjoy some pizza, enjoy some great drinks and some amazing music with Bree Bagwell out there playing. I'm super excited to have you back in Fort Worth, because like I said, it has been since I was looking at everything inside Fort Worth. It's been since December since we had you out here. So glad
to see
you.
Well, that's too long.
It is way too long. I agree.
And I have a bunch of really fun friends that have been texting me that they're coming tomorrow. So I don't have a show on Thursday, which means I could probably have a little bit of fun. Steve Helms says he's going to come hang out with me. So I'm just saying, it should be quite a party if you're into that kind of thing.
Well, you know, hump day Wednesday, pick me up, free fall for the weekend. It's all going down. Bree Bagwell, thank you so much for your time. And I just got to say, your music is amazing. Y'all, if you've never heard Bree Bagwell live before, she's one of those artists, I don't say this very often, but sounds even better live in person with the energy on stage than you can hear on a record. And that's just, it's amazing being able to see that. But some people can pull it off, and Bree, you're just one of them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. That's very nice. I probably don't sound like it this morning, but I've already been up for a long time trying to get much sleep. But I'm going to get sleep before tomorrow, and it's going to be, I have a really great band right now, and it's going to be a good time.